This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Immigration is a key issue in next month's big referendum in the UK. Will Britain exit the European Union? Britain exit equals Brexit, or stay in status quo? EU rules, for instance, guarantee the free movement of people between its 28 countries. And that's worrying some in the UK, concerned about the UK's record levels of immigration. Britain takes in, this is a net figure, 333,000 people a year, half from continental Europe. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been talking to EU migrants in London.
Poles sing in celebration on their national day, not in Poland, but here in the heart of London. 200,000 Poles now live in this city, and there's another 800,000 nationals from other EU countries, among them Italian executive Emilio Foa.
I love London. London is not the UK. London is London. London is a very inclusive city. It's one of probably the most cosmopolitan city in the world.
But could that inclusive character be at risk? Working here in the European bookshop on Gloucester Road, Elisa Padilla from Spain is fretting about the EU referendum.
It is a bit scary. There is some sort of rejection towards immigration. English people don't want more people from abroad coming here.
Immigration into the UK is running at record levels. Public services like healthcare and education are under pressure, housing too. But Italian migrant Daniela De Rosa is still shocked and dismayed by the referendum.
I couldn't believe when I moved here 11 years ago that one day someone would question our staying in Britain as European.
But expelling the 2 million EU migrant workers already here isn't in the cards and wouldn't make any sense. They pay more in tax than they take out from the state, and many do rather menial jobs. All the workers in this fast food restaurant kitchen are from continental Europe. Michał Zduncik, a printing equipment engineer who's Polish, says the EU migrants are hardly putting the Brits out of work.
We basically fill the gap where the British people will not accept those jobs for that kind of money.
Even if there is a Brexit, he says, Britain and certainly its capital city couldn't afford to kick out its EU migrants. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.